It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback brought to you on a Friday by Visit Kleber. Well, he takes the stage tonight, and we thought it was over, at least for seeing Robert Earl Keane live in concert. 2 years ago, he decided to hang up. His touring career had a big finale at Bass Performance Hall. And then along the way, according to REK himself, well, he took that time and got sober and realized, I don't think I'm done.
Well, yeah, I mean, what else is there to do?
I don't think I'm done. So he's back on the stage, Robert Earl Keane, Robert Keane, at Billy Bob's Texas tonight. And let's dive into the story behind, you know, oh dear. We're going to play Texas music?
It's almost like we're at Texas station.
Road goes on forever and the party never ends. That one comes off of, well, it first appeared, written by REK himself. First appeared on his 1989 album, West Textures. Most of us, though, know it from his number two Live Diner in 1996 reissue. It's one of those songs that just seems to flow live. In fact, there's been many versions of it. Recorded by the great Joe Ely over the years, and that was a live concert issue. And then it was recorded, and so many forget about this one, if didn't know about it to begin with. The Road Goes On Forever. Not only did Willie, Johnny, Waylon, and Chris like the song, not only did they record the song, but the Highwayman chose it for their final album title, too, altogether. The Road Goes On Forever, third and final studio album by the supergroup of Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Waylon Jennings, too. It was released in April of 1995. The song itself cracked the top 50 and then just kind of faded away. But it was until, well, the big boom of the late 90s for Red Dirt Music, or as we just called it at the time, Texas Country. It was all because of that live version for Robert Earl Keane. In fact, I dug around and I found a couple of theories on the story behind Robert writing it, but I don't think any of those are true. And like most of Robert Earl Keane, it is kind of a mystery wrapped in a riddle and enveloped in fantastic music. But here is that version, though, from 95, from Waylon, Willie, Johnny, and Kristofferson starts them.
Jerry was a waitress, the only joint in town.